On this day, July 28, 1868, a law was passed to remedy a great evil. But this force of law didn't change everyone's hearts. Laws will never cure heart trouble. We'll talk about this. Let's get started. It's 1865. The Civil War is over. The Reconstruction period is getting underway. The Southern states were not admitted back into the Union just yet. They had to change their ways before they could come back in. And here's the story. The 39th Congress met in December of 1865. Now, Congress and President Johnson didn't get along. It was probably the worst battle between a Congress and a president ever. The Congress passed a civil rights bill over President Johnson's veto. Now, this law was intended to give black people the rights of citizenship in the eyes of the law. However, many thought the act by itself wouldn't ensure black people's rights. Other safeguards had to be put in place so these rights could be truly enjoyed. So, Congress went to work on what would become the 14th Amendment, which was passed in June of 1866. The first section defined citizenship in such a way as to make black people citizens and put them on equal footing with white people in the eyes of the federal government. Now, the amendment also prohibited the states to in any way diminish the privileges of citizens of the United States. It prohibited the states to deprive anyone of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, or to deprive anyone within its jurisdiction of equal protection of law. Well, the second section says that if any state denies the right to vote to any of its male citizens over 21 years of age, its representation in the House of Representatives would be reduced in like proportion. Now, there are other parts of the amendment we can't get into here. You should read it on your own. That's a good homework assignment. Read the 14th Amendment in its entirety. All right, so Southern states, in order to get back into the Union, had to adopt this amendment. Now, Tennessee was the first to accept it. However, the other 10 states held out. Well, in the fall of 1866, another congressional election was held. Now, that was probably the bitterest election ever held in a year where a president wasn't running. Johnson was against the amendment, and the 10 holdout Southern states were encouraged by Johnson's being against it. But despite Johnson's stance, the people elected a Congress that was for the 14th Amendment. The people were against Johnson, and they were for the 14th Amendment. However, Johnson didn't bow to the will of the people, and we know what happened with Johnson, which we won't get into here. Well, the remaining 10 Southern states were put under military rule, and within a year and a half, all of them complied with the 14th Amendment, with the exception of Virginia, Mississippi, and Texas. Then, on this day, July 28, 1868, the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, guaranteeing citizenship to those born or naturalized in the United States, is adopted. Now, the three states that hadn't accepted the amendment weren't allowed to take part in the 1868 presidential election. Of course, eventually they caved in. Now, this is a sad chapter in American history. Even though slavery was ended by force, many hearts remained unchanged. Now, I'm grateful that this evil institution was ended. I only wish it didn't require so much bloodshed. But even after all that bloodshed, we know what happened in the following 100 plus years with segregation, suffering, lynchings, and all that horrible stuff. That shows us that it's one thing to effect change by force. It's another thing to change people's hearts. Sure, we need laws, absolutely. But how I wish people's hearts would change. How's your heart?